Proudly Canadian, proudly local on brightontoday.ca. Brought to you by Rusco Windows and Doors.
Started out, I guess in 2015, I took the business over. Sils Argo was, a lot of people don't know what an Argo is, but it's an amphibious vehicle that goes on land and water and that kind of thing. They made them in 6 or 8 wheels. So that's how we started out. And I was farming full-time, I still farm. A friend that had that business took sick, so eventually took the business over and to keep it going. We were big Argo enthusiasts ourselves, so we needed access to reliable parts and service type thing, so kind of knew what we were doing, so we took that over. That ran for a few years, and then we kind of branched out into other small engine power sports, ATVs, lawnmowers, that kind of thing. Sils Argo was well known in the area and beyond, really. He was known in the Argo world. People knew that he knew what he was doing and what he was talking about, so when we took it over, we kind of ran with that reputation and built upon that. So me being around those vehicles my whole life, we quickly, people knew that we knew what we were doing, just like Donnie Sils did. So when it branched out into other small engines, because growing up on the farm, we've got power tools, pumps, all kinds of governed small engines, chainsaws, that kind of stuff. So it kind of comes natural to us when it comes to the repair. I mean, those things are always in need of repair, so familiar with them. And when we branched into those other lines, people could see, I guess, that we're good at fixing that kind of stuff. So I'm owner of Sils Argo, but also manager, also a technician myself. And that's kind of what I think gives us the edge. Everyone that works in our business, we're all a technician to a certain degree. I mean, some of us are, that's all we do. Others jump around from repair to sales to the admin side of things and parts and that kind of stuff. So because we are all capable of the mechanic end of things as well as the sales and that kind of stuff, it makes the business flow easy. People come in to talk to us about their problem with their chainsaw or their lawnmower or their Argo or ATV. We're all users of the product. We're all technicians, so that helps. There's 6 of us there in the shop. Then, and my wife, who kind of, she's in and out of the shop, but does a lot of behind the scenes admin type of things, as well as her full-time day job. So we're a home business, so we operate on our family farm. We work before and beyond our business hours. This is an extremely busy time of year for us, not just because lawnmowers are coming out of sheds and garages and everything needs service as it sits over winter. You know, fuel quality is terrible now, so everything, you know, as it sits over winter, nothing starts. And everyone's flooded in with their chainsaws, their weed eaters, their lawnmowers. There's that end of things, as well as the power sports. We do a lot of commercial repair for companies such as Hydro One, so they're ramping up with their machines this time of year. So that stuff. And then outside of Sils Argo, we're still farming. About being local and shopping local, I think more than ever with what's going on in the world, you know, we have to start thinking. We've always, being in agriculture my whole life, that's been something that has been being pushed, and it needs to keep being pushed to support your local farms, but to support your local businesses. So we need to keep jobs here. We need to keep these small businesses going so that, I mean, as people lose jobs, then area loses income. And then, you know, the spinoff to that is everything's affected, right? So what comes to mind, maybe because the business that I'm in, we all use Amazon. I use it myself. So there's a spot for Amazon. But now with what's going on, we're starting to see the benefit of shopping locals. It's sometimes it might even be a little bit more work to not just pick something up on your phone. Get in your vehicle and go down and see if you can pick it up from a local business or supplier, even if they have to order it in. That's part of it. There's a whole bunch of stuff that comes with that. And I think this will touch home to just about anyone that's ever shopped online. If you have a problem with a product, it's nice to be able to go back to the place that you purchased and talk to a real person there that can either do an exchange, do a return, rather than a whole loss. There's tons and tons of product that I'm sure goes into the landfill when you purchase things online because of the headache or the cost of returning it or, you know, that kind of stuff. So there's another whole benefit to keeping it local and shopping local. You know, born and raised in this area, went to school here in Brighton, parents, grandfather, we've been deeply rooted in this community for years and years. So when you're doing business with people, I see a lot of new faces. We have a lot of new people coming into the area, which is great for everything. But it's great too when you have people come in that you've known their parents or their grandparents, and it's kind of gives that, it makes it's enjoyable.